What's going on, everybody? Welcome back for another episode of Trigger. This is Trigger, episode number 549 here on Wednesday, February 19th. We are just 1 month into the Trump administration, and it has been an absolute blast thus far. Lots of news since we last had an episode 2 weeks ago. Of course, my Eagles won the Super Bowl. Fuck the Chiefs. And we have a bunch more of our cabinet being confirmed. Obviously, some big ones, Tulsi Gabbard, RFK Jr.
Two of the most, the toughest climbs, supposedly. Reportedly at the time, the toughest ones to get through, and they really sailed.
Well, you know,
honestly,
I think what happened in the entire situation changed when they tried to take out Hegseth.
Yeah.
And we fought back.
Yeah.
And they didn't think that Trump would stick with him. They didn't think that we would fight back and you know, dispel all the false bullshit that they were peddling about him and vote him through anyway.
Yeah.
And when we made that stand there and you know, won, essentially, that's when all the opposition kind of crumbled.
Because
they were like, oh, they're not going to just cower this time like they did last time.
Yeah.
And so I think that was really a key tactical moment in, you know, the fight here when we stood up for Pete Hegseth.
Murkowski and Collins voted for both.
Yeah. Of course,
shocking.
Mitch McConnell, the only Republican to vote against. You know, I don't really want to go down the Mitch McConnell rabbit hole, but he's been pretty disappointing lately, turning into John McCain 2.0.
I think even worse. You know, his overall approval is negative net 39.
Yeah, well, he's barely alive. I mean, the only reason he's even still there as a senator is because Kentucky has a Democrat governor.
Yeah.
And so the replacement, even though there is a Kentucky law which mandates that a replacement would be of the same party, the governor has said he would not follow that law.
Yeah.
And so that's the reason he's kind of stuck. And he's just trying to wait it out. I mean, he's in a wheelchair, for God's sake. Like, guy could barely walk.
I mean, he's not running for... I hope he's not running for re-election.
No, there's zero chance he's running for re-election.
I mean, he hasn't said anything, though. That's the thing. But we all know.
Yeah, yeah.
We all know.
He might die before then.
That's true.
So, yeah, RFK Jr. in at HHS. Make America Healthy Again. Tulsi Gabbard's in. We have basically... I mean, Lutnick's in. All the nominees are basically through. Cash Patel is going to be confirmed tomorrow afternoon in the Senate.
Yep.
And then there's just a few left. Linda McMahon for Secretary of Education.
Which might be temporary.
Well, yeah. I mean, we'll see. The Labor Secretary had her hearing today, and as you all know, I'm no fan of her.
No, neither am I.
I think that she is way too on the side of unions. She was in favor of the PRO Act, which is horrible, horrible legislation. She now says that she's against it, just flip-flopping for political purposes. Yeah. Who knows for real what she will do?
She needs Democrats to get through, though.
I don't know about that. We don't know yet the whip count on the Republican side.
I mean, we all know that Rand is a hard no against her. And
even
the Democrats who might want to, like, support her, they can't vote for her right now because everybody wants Resistance 2.0.
Yeah.
You know, you have Chris Murphy being an insufferable bitch like he always is.
Well, and my hope is that she does fail.
Yeah, I don't like her either. I mean, she is the Teamsters gal. Now,
we
would be more boxed in if the Teamsters had a pair, grew a pair and endorsed Trump. Which they should have done because 60% of their rank and file said they were going to vote for the guy, but they didn't. They went with the whole, we're not going to endorse anybody. This bullshit. So, you know what?
Vote your conscience.
Yeah, vote your conscience. Exactly. Most of the people are voting Trump, but vote your conscience.
Yeah.
I really don't like her. I know it's a body blow to the White House if this goes down. But
well, I think that
I don't really like her.
I actually think they don't care very much if she goes down. If she's the one that goes down, I think that he can say...
We tried.
Now we can pick someone else.
Unfortunately, some pro stuff didn't work out, so we have to find somebody new. Maybe not.
We need a...
become labor secretary.
Just like he became the chair of the Kennedy Center.
He fired everybody and installed himself.
We need a pro right to work labor secretary.
Yes.
And so I'm hoping that she goes down and we'll see what happens there. Of course... You know, they're trying to clean up Washington, D.C. here, and the liberals just can't stand it. I mean, they are apoplectic. They know their whole fucking jig is up. The gravy train is over. And that's why they're fighting so hard against Doge and Elon Musk and President Trump and what they're trying to do here with transparency and stopping the fraud and waste and abuse. I mean, Secretary of the Treasury, Scott Bessent, in an interview yesterday.
That was great.
Said there is outright fraud
here. Yeah.
So what's about to be uncovered, I think, is going to be monumental.
It's bad.
Not just in the news of the day or, you know, the week of the month, but I think that this actually has a chance to potentially reshape the American public's view of not just, you know, Democrats, but the federal bureaucracy. Yeah. As it's being exposed what their money, their hard-earned tax money that's stolen from them every year by the IRS, is being spent on. I mean, there's so many examples. I don't have time to go through all these examples.
Circumcisions in Mozambique?
Yeah. Fucking tranny operas overseas? Yeah. It's absurd. It's absurd. And especially, I think that a lot of stuff's going to be coming out here over the next few weeks. And as we get close to tax time,
oh, it's gonna be horrible.
And people are, you know, paying their taxes, which they hate anyway, I think it really is going to reshape the political opinion of the Democrats. And the Democrats are fighting so hard against exposing this.
Yeah, it's bad.
That now they just look guilty for all that's about to come out. So
even Democrat voters love what Doge is doing and what Trump is doing.
Yeah.
Frank Luntz had that focus group, those Biden to Trump voters. They love what he's doing. They love the pace of what he's doing.
Yeah.
The only thing that, I mean, the only typical criticism is I wish he was a little nicer
in his
delivery. But who cares? Who cares?
Yeah.
But they love the action. So, you know, I mean, this is another example of the Democrats and the media being on the opposite end of an 80-20 issue. I think it's good. Hey, maybe not this year, but next year, you know, Elon tweeted, I think last night, the Doge dividend.
Yeah.
You know, all the savings that have been found. So, I mean, USAID is just the tip
of the iceberg. Well, I actually think that that's a bad idea.
Oh, you do?
Because remember how we got into this inflation mess in the first place, direct payments to U.S. consumers. The best way to do that is to cut taxes.
Well, yeah.
Not direct payments, right? But cut taxes, let people keep more of the money they're making,
which is essentially a pay raise. That'll get handled through reconciliation.
Well, yeah, we got a long way to go on that. But, you know, of course, the Democrats, all they're trying to do here is hide all the fraud, and they're losing that battle right now.
Yeah. But I think, Treasury and IRS, they have access to now?
Oh, yeah.
That was the Alamo in terms of stopping the Doge.
Yeah.
And that ain't happening, so... Yep.
But the biggest attempt they're making here now is to judge shop and find these activist liberal judges who will rule against the Trump administration. And you've been following a lot of
some of these cases. Yeah.
You know, they ordered a Biden-appointed federal judge ordered the Trump administration to restore foreign aid funding.
Yeah, there was
judge, Amir Ali.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
There's a funny story about how he got confirmed, too, by the way.
Oh, really? What
happened? Want to tell you about it?
Yeah.
Okay, folks, moral of the story, show up for your damn votes, all right?
This was one of the votes we talked about.
Yeah, he was confirmed in November of 2024. Kristen Sinema joined us in opposition.
Uh-huh.
It would have been 50. Now, if Mike Braun, who is now governor of Indiana, was there, it would have been 50-50, and it would have failed because Kamala Harris was in Hawaii on vacation when the vote was taken.
On her mental breakdown
tour? Yeah, her mental breakdown tour.
Yeah.
It would have failed, but Mike Braun was not there, so he got confirmed 50-49.
And this is exactly why back then we were making this point that those senators needed to show up to stop these federal judges.
Show up for your damn fucking votes. And so that's the judge who said that Trump's 90-day moratorium on foreign aid was illegal because he didn't consider the egregious harm caused, which is something totally a fucking activist judge would write.
Yeah.
So, show up for your damn votes.
There's been challenges against Doge accessing data, which actually we won.
Yeah.
There's been lawsuits against the tranny executive orders.
Yeah.
Which I think is still pending. A bunch of these are just going to all end up at the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And given, you know, the recent Supreme Court decisions and track record, I'd say we're going to win most of these.
Yeah. A district judge cannot dictate to the executive what it can and cannot do.
Correct.
In these areas. Like, this is everything that the executive is doing is within their purview.
Yeah.
I don't understand what, like, cutting government spending is not illegal.
No.
Which is the new narrative, by the way, among Senate Democrats. Andy Kim and Chris fucking Murphy and all those people.
Well, Andy Kim is a weapons grade retard from New Jersey.
Yeah. He took out your guy. Was it the. The Republican before he became a senator. He ran for Congress.
No, they redistricted.
He
became my hometown's congressman.
Because he forced
But Chris Smith's district just changed. Chris Smith's still there.
Oh, he's still there?
Yeah, he's one of two Republicans. Yeah. Well, there's three Republicans in New Jersey. Tom Keene Jr., I don't consider to be that great of a Republican. He's pretty rhino. But then you got Chris Smith, who's fantastic,
yeah.
and Jeff Vandrew.
Yeah.
Those three. Yeah,
he came to us after he saw how crazy this party
was. Yeah, he was a convert.
He's a convert. So. Yeah. Chris Smith, great guy.
Oh, yeah.
Great Republican. Right,
yeah. You know, he votes some New Jersey ways on some certain things.
Yeah,
but in general, he
75% of the time.
He has a great track record. I mean, I worked for him up on the Hill for a while. Yeah. He has a great track record of actually helping his constituents.
Yeah.
You know, he's gotten so many Americans back from overseas, so I always have a soft spot for him.
But I remember that thing with Andy Kim, that motherfucker.
Oh, Andy Kim's retarded. Oh, terrible. Yeah. There's a big governor election coming up in New Jersey this year, too. Hopefully, Jack Cittarelli is going to be able
to. Oh, nice.
We're eating muscle sticks for breakfast if he wins that one.
Yeah,
so these judges are out of control, and I think they're going to all end up at the Supreme Court eventually. I mean, the birthright citizenship one will certainly end up at the Supreme Court, because that's an actual constitutional question, right? And that's actually never been
asked.
Right.
Yeah, it's true. So, no one's ever really challenged it.
So you know, there's multiple different interpretations of that clause of the Constitution. So what actually construes a birthright citizenship?
Yeah.
Do you have to have parents who are citizens? Obviously, we believe yes. But, you know, that's a question that they need to rule on. There have been, you know, like I said, some good rulings. The stupid bitch here in D.C., Chutkin, actually ruled on our side, refusing to place a restraining order on Doge because the Democrats were trying to stop access to the federal databases, essentially, and the payment systems and all that stuff. And so the Democrats failed on that one. A federal judge also ruled that the Trump administration is allowed to move forward with its plans to downsize the federal workforce by offering employees the buyout, essentially.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're still stacking up all these wins, and we're moving at such a frantic pace that a lot of these good stories get buried. Obviously, we cover them all at Town Hall and all of our websites, but that's, I think, part of the strategy here. It's blitzkrieg. You flood the zone, and the Democrats don't quite know what to be upset about, and because you just have them screeching over there over essentially backing a 93% Democrat federal workforce who are lazy and abuse taxpayer dollars. And of course, there's good federal workers throughout. You know, there are people that actually care about
service,
the citizens and serving the citizens. Yeah. And, you know, some of those people are going to get swept up in these broad policies. But this is what had to happen.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, and there's interesting polling on this, a lot of people agree with President Trump on this and Elon Musk on this. Sometimes you got to burn down quite a bit of it or the whole thing and rebuild it from scratch.
Yeah, slash and burn,
And that's essentially what they're going to do here. And the Democrats are freaking the fuck out. And, I mean, you see them on, you know, these rallies they hold during the middle of a work day with federal workers who are being paid by taxpayer money while everybody else is out there working in the private sector funding these people's salaries.
Yeah.
That's terrible optics.
And it's also terrible. You know, these aren't the only people that have lost their jobs. The media has acted as if, like, layoffs are the most devastating ever and that no one ever has been laid off or thought about the ramifications of losing one's job, which tens of millions of working families have done since time immemorial.
Yep.
You know, I mean, when Keystone Pipeline got shut down, 16,000 people lost their jobs. Where was their CBS News interview?
Well, there was a... No, I know.
Right?
Yeah. Also, the bitch they had on CBS,
they weren't even USAID workers.
No.
No.
And what their consulting job was for a speechwriter for Samantha Power.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, the former...
Yeah. So, And there was a great moment on CNN yesterday where Stephen Miller, and I can't believe CNN even has all these people on because they get made fools every fucking time.
I thought that
time.
Interview was going to get cut off.
Yeah, Stephen Miller goes on with Brianna Keeler, who's a fucking retard, by the way. And he goes on this rant about how, I know CNN thinks this is just like the craziest fucking thing ever. Roll that clip, Mr. Producer.
I understand that even a temporary interruption in federal employment is a great crisis and catastrophe for you and for CNN. What the American people see is a government that is finally delivering a promise of accountability under President Trump. You want to have a conversation about transparency? Let me ask you a question. Do you have any idea where the $22 billion that the Department of Health and Human Services provided to illegal aliens under Joe Biden is right now? $22 billion with a B. That's enough to provide a free house to every homeless veteran in America. Where's the $22 billion? I don't know. You don't know. Nobody knows. Joe Biden just spent it, and now it's gone. Transparency begins with having an accounting of where every federal dollar is spent. And God bless President Trump for leading this effort.
She didn't even know what to say. She was like, I mean, these liberal news, these liberal
propagandists.
Yes, yeah, that's the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
Just don't know how to handle a competent Trump administration.
Yeah.
They don't understand that the people that are here this time are not fucking around.
No.
And this is going to be a long-term thing. And, you know, you see J.D. Vance doing the same thing to liberals. And when he shit all over that terrorist Mehdi Hasan on X, yeah, was perfect. And you had Marco Rubio on one of the CBS morning
Face
show.
The Nation.
Yeah.
With Margaret Brennan.
And Margaret Brennan. What a fucking retard. I mean, she's been made a fool of so many times. I mean, how long is CBS going to allow her to go out there and make a mockery of the fucking network?
Yeah, it's been bad.
She got destroyed by J.D. Vance. Remember the I Don't Really Care Margaret?
Yeah, yeah.
And then she had this ridiculous alternative revisionist history.
Yeah, it's bad, man.
And you wrote about this, I think, in your VIP column.
Do we have the clip?
Oh, yeah, we got the clip. Yeah, roll that clip. Yeah.
Well, he was standing in a country where free speech was weaponized to conduct a genocide. And he met with the head of a political party that has far right views and some historic ties to extreme groups. The context of that was changing the tone of it. And you know that the censorship
I have to disagree with you. Free speech was not used to conduct a genocide. The genocide was conducted by an authoritarian Nazi regime that happened to also be genocidal because they hated Jews and they hated minorities and they hated those that they had a list of people they hated, but primarily the Jews. There was no free speech in Nazi Germany. There was none. There was also no opposition in Nazi Germany. They were a sole and only party that governed that country. So that's not an accurate reflection of history.
Too much free speech caused the Holocaust.
And I actually think that Marco Rubio's response was pretty measured. He could have made much more of a fool out of her. But it's just insane. It's absolute insanity what's happening on these liberal networks. And I was talking to someone the other day, and they're like, well, you know, of course they consume CNN. They're not necessarily political people, but a lot of the people that are kind of in the middle sometimes watch those networks, which I find really stupid.
Yeah,
but
and
they're like, well, you know, everyone's so pissed off at Trump and Elon, and I'm like, no, they're not.
They're not.
You're being told they are because that's the psyop. That's what they want you to think to rile you up and potentially get you on the side of being against this. But if you look at the voters, the majority of the country who voted for this by the popular vote for President Trump and their argument that, well, no one elected Elon. Well, actually, everybody knew that Elon was Trump's right-hand man and that he was going to come in and do this. And Doge was a well-known concept before any of this. And this is exactly what the American people voted for.
Yeah.
This is exactly what they voted for. And like you said, Frank Luntz did a focus group with, I think it was, you know, 7 independent voters in Arizona, right, who voted for Trump. 100% of them approved of exactly everything happening.
Yeah.
This is what he was elected to do.
And then one of them said he got the men out of women's sports, which
pissed
off Dana Bash.
Oh, yeah.
No other. You can tell on her face. But, you know, it's that whole, like, it also gave away the game here with regard to, you know, the whole fact that, you know, this is state media, which is what USAID was funding.
Yes.
And guess what? You know who else had state media? Nazi Germany. Like, they don't understand the difference between freedom of the press and, like, a propagandist, like, organization. So it's just like, what the hell is going on? Of course they don't. So that was just, I couldn't believe. That's a fireable offense.
Oh, for sure.
I'm sorry. Like, to say that the Holocaust was caused because there was too much freedom of the press in Nazi Germany, which is just, in itself, is just, I've lost brain cells.
Yeah. Well, and they can't go 30 minutes on these networks without calling everything a constitutional crisis.
Oh,
that's their
God.
New buzzword.
Yeah, that's another thing that they've been jacking off to.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? This is exactly how the Constitution
was
designed.
Cutting spending is a constitutional crisis. Yeah. Finding out waste and uprooting fraud And firing corrupt staffers is a constitutional crisis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and then, of course, again, the flavor of the day of the constitutional crisis was when Trump essentially banned the AP from the Oval Office and, I guess, the White House in general or whatever. I don't even really know the full details of it, but
I think just Air Force One in the Oval.
Okay, that's what
they
could
be in the briefing room.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily a total closure of access.
Yeah. Censorship, yeah. Well, not
this
quite.
This is North Korea.
You're not guaranteed this access at all. And AP is a liberal propagandist outlet.
Yeah.
Their fucking headquarters in Gaza was in the building with Hamas.
Yeah.
Okay? That's all you need to really know.
Yeah.
But they say, well, it's over the Gulf of America spat. Well, that's the latest problem with the AP. But they have a long history of being a liberal propaganda mouthpiece for all the woke bullshit of the left.
Yeah.
You look back at all of their style guide changes for all the past 10 years,
illegal.
It's always in one direction on the liberal side. Illegal immigrants are, quote, undocumented.
Pro-life removed entirely from the style book. And their recent, you know, trip up was the fact that they claim that, you know, these all these FAA layoffs will create will destroy the country. Fake news. You know, people harass on a Doge Facebook account. Doge does not have a Facebook page. And of course they tried to they updated the story, of course, but they kept the core of it, of the theme in there, which is totally fake. So yeah, you know what, that's what happens. Oh, as Trump said yesterday, that's how life works. regarding AP's you know, being in the doghouse. So I just don't. The man knows their playbook. The man will out-debate and outthink them all the time, and yet they still do. Now, at the same time, it's a double-edged sword, because even them getting, you know, chewed out by Trump is a story for them. I mean, at least you'd rather get chewed out than have nothing to file. I get it. It's a perfect circle. But yeah, you know, they don't know what to do, and you know what, the Democrats don't know what to do either. Like you said,
the
whole blitzkrieg, and I think this keeps them disjointed and just absolutely discombobulated, because if they did have a unified message to rally around, there would be a more significant pushback.
Yeah.
And there would be more.
Well, they can't, but they also really can't do much, right?
Yeah.
Really, their only thing is to complain to the liberal media.
And go to the courts.
And go to the courts,
yeah. Go to these district courts. But they don't know, like, if you don't have an argument, what do you file to these activist judges?
Mm-hmm. Well, so, they'll find something.
Yeah, I know they'll find something, but it's just like they have nothing other than these, we haven't even talked about these horrific political stunts of trying to, like, basically January 6th, all these government agency headquarters, like, trying to break
into
the Department of Education.
Yeah.
And then, you know, ironically, Maxine Waters asking the security guard for his ID, which I thought Democrats were against.
Yes.
So Maxine Waters is a total racist.
She is against white people.
And, you know,
she's also a retard.
And having all these little, like, I can't even describe them. It's a circus. It's an absolute fucking circus.
Well, and you know when you have someone...
Which is good for us, though. It means we can get more stuff done.
Oh, I agree, yeah. So. I mean, but you know when you have someone like James Carville,
He has to be beside himself.
Well,
His entire life work has just evaporated into ether.
Yes, yeah, and I think that's why he's so pissed. But
when
you have someone like him, who's such a dedicated Democrat, right,
being
like, the Democrats just need to give it up. You lost.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just deal with it. This is what happened.
The Calvary.
I told you this is what was going to fucking happen.
Yeah.
And no one listened to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you'll love it. Good. I told you so, too.
Yeah.
So.
And of course, what does the DNC do? They nominate, they elect David Hogg as the vice chair.
Oh, that's great news. It's the best news
best
ever.
News ever.
Yeah.
Who is now, I don't know if you saw, he's been red flagged. Apparently, he's been pimping out some pack that he owns, which also pays him.
What a shock.
What a shock.
That's how the left operates.
It's like the swampiest thing ever.
Well, that's why the left is really, truly upset about the USAID thing, is because...
Well, their main vehicle.
That's their fucking pipeline of taxpayer dollars into leftist causes.
Yeah.
Because it's just one big circle.
Yeah.
You go from the government to USAID... USAID to these NGOs, which are all exclusively run by liberals and their family members who have board seats, who are paid huge salaries off of these. What do they do?
Yep.
They take that money from those salaries and funnel it right into not only their pockets, but Democrat causes and Democrat campaigns. That's the big jig.
Yeah, it is.
And so
George Soros must be like, what do I do now?
Yeah, well, Soros is getting fucked up by this big time.
He is.
I mean, he's still fucking filthy rich.
Yeah.
But he's also getting kicked out of other countries now, the Soros network. The Democrats are getting crushed right now. And we can't let our foot off their throat.
Eaten up from the inside.
And you look at the other constitutional crisis, you know, of the 65 that the Democrats deemed to be last week, or I guess, it was last week. J.D. Vance went over to Europe. And when he went to Europe, he told the Europeans exactly what they needed to fucking hear for a very long time, that the United States is no longer going to give you greater military assistance in defending democratic values if you lead the assault on those principles, okay? Which led to a total fucking meltdown.
Oh my God.
Of the Europeans, their leaders, the leftist media, all of them. And we, one, needed to tell them that for a long time.
Yeah.
Two, NATO needs to fucking listen to what we want to do, because we fund, what, 80 fucking percent of NATO?
Yeah.
Okay? They melted down when over the weekend Trump was asked, do you think that Putin is going to directly attack NATO? And he said, or no, they asked a statement, essentially. Yeah. It wasn't a question.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was, well, Putin's going to attack NATO. And he's like, no, I don't agree with that at all.
Yeah.
And I've been saying that for the longest fucking time.
We've been waiting for years for that to happen.
Putin doesn't have a death wish.
Yeah.
He knows that that is certain death if he were to attack a NATO country. Now, that is why he went into Ukraine to begin with, was because Ukraine was trying to join NATO.
Yeah.
Right? This all goes back to that. And Trump says, well, no, Ukraine's not coming into NATO. And the Europeans are like, well, what do you mean? We were going to let Ukraine in. And he's like, well, there's a new fucking sheriff in town.
Yeah,
and if you don't like it, we'll leave NATO.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Frankly, I do believe that NATO is become an outdated concept because it's so one-sided.
Yeah.
Right? And even if all these small shithole European countries were to give 10% of their GDP to our, quote, 2% of our GDP.
Yeah.
That's not fair, because our fucking GDP is greater than all of them combined.
Yeah. Also, like, for a treaty of this nature to be, like, enhanced, like, what does allowing these smaller countries in?
Well, that's, and you know what I've always said, like, that every single time.
Like, if you have an army of only 9,000 people, like, I'm sorry, like, that's great. You can defend your borders, that's fine. But what do you do for the wider NATO alliance?
Right.
Like, you know, so
you're just upping the percentage of risk that one of those countries is going to get attacked and then Article 5 is going to be invoked. Yeah. And then who leads that war effort? Us. And we pay for it.
Yeah.
And so that's, you know, fundamentally to me unfair, especially, you know, I've always said, you let these fucking other shithole countries in every single time, you know, every fucking leftist shithole country in Europe. Yeah. It's one thing if you're talking about the core countries, right?
The nuclear powers.
You got Poland and Germany and France and the UK, you know, and even the small countries like Lithuania give their fair share compared, you know, to other countries who give like 0.44% of their GDP, which is still like $1 billion total. Fucking Texas has a higher GDP than these shithole countries. And so how is that fundamentally fair? And so they just can't handle that not only is, you know, Trump remaking America from the inside, that he's upsetting every bit of their gravy train of the world order of, you know, what, 50 years?
Yeah, but this is why we elected him, to break stuff.
Yes.
And you know what? Honestly, I think NATO should be, I mean, we can still keep it, but reorganize it as like an economic thing.
Sure,
like G7 or G20 or ASEAN or something like that, because...
Well, there needs to be an element of fairness.
Yeah.
And that's been missing the entire time. And even, you know, in the first Trump administration, you remember the NATO Secretary General was like, we thank President Trump for coming in and forcing these countries to pay their fair share.
Hey, the Netherlands is going to start doing it now recently, the Prime Minister I saw announced. Also, you know, Trump wants to bring Russia back into the G8.
Well, yeah, I know, I saw that.
But make it the G8 again, sorry.
Which, no, I agree with.
I think we should do that,
You're talking about them as one of the biggest, quote, threats. Well, maybe having them at the diplomatic table or removing them from the diplomatic table was not the greatest decision.
Yeah, especially when they have like 9,000 nukes.
Yeah, continuing to further isolate them is not going to help make them less of an enemy.
Yeah.
And they've just never understood that. And so Trump is bringing them together. He's going to force a peace deal on Ukraine. I mean, what he said today about Zelensky, I was like, oh my God, this is so fucking good. One, he called Zelensky a dictator, which I've been saying for a long time, because he just unilaterally canceled elections in his country.
Oh, which the Washington Post said was said without evidence.
Well, did the election happen?
Just do a Google search. You're going to find cancels elections on seven different networks.
Yes. Yeah, it was canceled. The election was going to happen, and then he canceled it.
And he banned the political parties.
I was told that's a dictatorship.
Yeah, he banned the opposition. There's no opposition parties.
You know, to be fair,
it's a wartime condition. It's a wartime condition. I get it.
They were Russian parties trying to take over from the inside.
He canceled the fucking election.
Right, so, but like, it's a fact. That's what happened. And so you could argue whether that was legitimate or not, but it happened, right? It's a fact. And then he said that they essentially laundered and stole billions and hundreds of billions of dollars from the United States, which we've been saying forever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a fact. Then they say, oh, without evidence. I'm like, okay, well, then audit the money. Oh, wait, you can't audit the money because it was specifically targeted and tailored to not be auditable. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
There's only one reason why you do that.
Yeah.
And so there's a reason that Zelensky's bitch whore wife drives a fucking, what is it, Bugatti?
Yeah.
I'm like, are you kidding?
She's living very nice for someone who's
High ups over there are living very nice.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish I had a sugar daddy like that.
I know, yeah. So it's, I don't know.
Has to end, man. And support for all of this has completely collapsed.
Yes.
Completely collapsed. Yeah. It's not sustainable. Even nobody wants to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, they've seen everything.
Really, Trump was elected on restoring stable foreign policy and bringing peace back to the world, which he did the first time.
Yeah.
He's going to do it again. And he's going to force a peace deal between Ukraine and Russia. They're going to finish the war in the Middle East, which is kind of almost already done, I think, honestly.
Yeah.
The only outstanding question there is the destruction of Iran's nuclear facilities, which I think is coming sometime in the next 2 months.
Yeah.
And probably that will maybe lead to a revolution in Iran. I wouldn't be surprised. We'll see what happens there. That's kind of the
unknown. I've been waiting for that since 2009. Remember in 2009, the Green Revolution? Was it called the Green Revolution?
Well, I think that this time they're going to enlist the help of Saudi Arabia, who fucking hates Iran.
Yeah.
And you're going to have kind of a broad coalition in the Middle East, essentially.
To kind of box them in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You notice there's been very, very few rocket firings, missile firings over there in the Middle East right now because they're all scared of Trump.
Yeah.
Remember, Trump took out Soleimani.
Yeah.
And he could easily do that to those fucking leaders in Iran at the drop of a hat. So, so I think that we're about to see such a monumental change in not just the world peace, domestic stuff, like, I think people really underestimated how prepared the Trump administration was coming into this. They learned their lessons from the first time. They have the right personnel, and these people mean fucking business. And so I really see no reason to think that these massive wins that we've already had are going to continue to stack up. You know, looking through all of this list of fraud that we have here, which I'm starting to lose my voice. I don't want to go through the whole list, but, you know, just EPA, right? Lee Zeldin. He's found, I think, $20 billion.
Oh yeah,
$20 billion.
Yeah, to NGOs fighting against I forget the it's weird issues, anti-American issues. Honestly, basically trying to hamstring our energy capacity.
Yeah, it was all green terrorist shit.
Yeah, green eco stuff. Yeah, I remember that.
I mean, $20 billion. That's people get desensitized when we throw around big numbers, but $20 billion is a massive amount of money.
You can give every veteran homeless veteran a home.
A home.
$20 billion.
Yes.
At least.
Yeah, we could end veteran homelessness with that money. Just that money.
Yeah. I know.
We're talking trillions in fraud. And they're about to investigate all of the PPP loan fraud from COVID as well.
That's $1 trillion right there.
Incredible fraud from that. I mean, that's why they're so fucking indignant right now, is because they know not only is all this about to get exposed, people are going to go to jail. Once we get Kash Patel confirmed tomorrow to the FBI, this FBI is going to mobilize and they're going to take down the actual criminals.
Yeah, with Pam Bondi.
They're not going to be targeting pro-life activists and parents at school board meetings anymore.
No.
They're going to be taking down the people who defrauded the American taxpayers. They're going to be taking down illegal aliens all over the country. And so that's, you know, it's just a total change.
Yeah.
It's a total change. And
so nice.
Last but not least, so Doge has arrived at the IRS, which is great. Audit the whole fucking IRS.
Yeah.
I heard that they're going to fire, I think, 40,000 IRS employees.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, yeah. The probationary ones?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, all the agents that Biden hired.
Nice.
They're going to have an option to become ICE agents, I believe. I'm like, well, okay. If you want to stick around, then go ahead.
Keep the gun, deport the illegal.
Yeah, well, the IRS agent shouldn't have guns to begin with.
I know, that was nuts, too. Yeah,
right? but this, to me, is one of the most shocking revelations so far out of DOGE, is what they found at the Social Security Administration.
Oh, my God.
So he was in the Oval Office, Elon, with, what was this, maybe... Was this yesterday? I guess this was yesterday. No, maybe last week.
I think it was last week.
Yeah,
it was last week. One with Little X was in there.
Yeah, Little X. Yeah, I love Little X. And they were talking about the rampant Social Security fraud, where people who are 150 or even almost 200 years old receiving and cashing Social Security checks.
Yeah, because those people have earned those benefits.
Yeah, the most vulnerable.
Yeah, the most vulnerable.
Well, you know, that just checks out that Democrats have dead people not only receiving Social Security checks, but voting. Take a listen to this.
You know, there's crazy things, like just cursory examination of Social Security, and we've got people in there that are 150 years old. Now, do you know anyone who's 150? I don't know. Okay. They should be on the Guinness Book of World Records. They're missing out. So, you know, that's a case where, like, I think they're probably dead. It's my guess. Or they should be very famous. One of the two.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
And the federal employees who make a couple hundred thousand dollars a year, but their net worth's in the millions, where'd they make that money?
Yeah.
That's questionable.
That's a freak out.
Yeah.
That's boom.
I'll tell you, the people around here are freaking out, and it's the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
I don't know if you've seen, there's been a massive spike in Google in the D.C. area regarding legal protections,
statute of limitations.
Yep.
And the listings of real estate around here are through the roof right now. People are fucking leaving and probably going to flee to foreign countries. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. And then Musk also went on to ask a very key question, and I totally agree with this. Take a listen.
If there's not a good feedback loop from the people to the government, and if you have rule of the bureaucrat, if the bureaucracy is in charge, and then what meaning does democracy actually have? If the people cannot vote and have their will be decided by their elected representatives in the form of the president and the Senate and the House, then we don't live in a democracy. We live in a bureaucracy. So it's incredibly important that we close that feedback loop, we fix that feedback loop, and that the public's elected representatives, the president, the House, and the Senate, decide what happens, as opposed to a large, unelected bureaucracy.
And that's the key. It's returning power to the American people. And that's the crux of D.C. You know, I've always, I've told you this many times. I think I mentioned it on the podcast before. That D.C. very much is like the Hunger Games, the capital, right? And then you have everything else in the country, districts of varying wealth and all that stuff. But all the power and all the money is here in the capital. Why do you think that three of the 10 richest counties, I think nearly the top three or maybe three out of four, richest counties in the United States are all in Northern Virginia?
Yeah, right. Or Bethesda.
Or Montgomery County.
Montgomery County.
I think it maybe is four out of the top five.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But Arlington, Fairfax, Loudoun, and Montgomery County. And that's because there's an entire fucking massive industry built on getting money from NGOs through USAID, the federal workers who are selling out fucking influence to foreign powers, all through FARA, right, which never was prosecuted before until they took down Manafort from Trump.
Because that was a Russian collusion thing.
Yeah, and an entire industry of massive money coming in from corporations to lobby the Democrat bureaucrats here in the Capitol and up on Capitol Hill. It's all one big fucking bukkake of Democrats. Northern Virginia and D.C., 93% to 95% Democrats.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous. Yeah.
I mean, you look at D.C.'s voting record. I think 94% voted against Trump.
I mean, only...
That's the government.
I mean, only North Korea and Cuba have election results like that.
Barely anybody besides poor people in D.C. live in the city that don't work for the government.
Yeah, it's true.
It's the federal district.
Yeah.
And so that's really why it's such a monumental change and really has an opportunity to, remember Obama used to always say to transform the country?
Yeah, well,
in his bad way.
Yeah.
We're going to transform the country in the good way.
Yeah.
And we're going to restore power to the American people.
And he didn't
people.
Transform shit. All his people are now with us. Union workers are with us. Young people
well,
are now with us.
No, the one thing he transformed was making our healthcare system absolutely fucking
that's
trash.
True. That's awesome.
Don't forget Obamacare.
I don't know.
That
man.
Was the one thing they got, right?
Yeah, that's true.
They didn't succeed on cap and trade.
No.
Even he didn't let illegals invade the country like Biden did.
No.
But they did. Get Obamacare, which destroyed the American healthcare system.
Which our side promised to repeal for 10 years.
Thanks, John McCain.
Yeah, and didn't do anything about it. But they did raise a lot of money from us.
Yeah. Ugh. I'll be interested to see what happens with the whole healthcare thing with RFK. If we try to do a healthcare bill, that's kind of undetermined because, you know, we didn't really run on the repeal Obamacare thing.
No, it's dead. You can't anymore. It's too ingrained.
I wouldn't be surprised. I think you can. Nothing is too ingrained from what Doge has taught me.
That's true.
You know?
That is true.
But also the fraud that Doge is finding in HHS and the Center for Medicare, Medicare and Medicaid, just getting rid of that fraud could help fix the American healthcare system. So there's a lot that could be done there. And these insurance companies and big pharma and, you know, all of that is all tied together. So.
Yeah.
Trump bringing back Americans from overseas.
Yeah.
Mark Fogel was released from Russia.
Biden left him there to rot.
Yeah, well, he got that stupid lesbian out instead.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Without
any trades. So no trades this time. Remember?
I know.
We didn't have to let any terrorists out for Mark Fogel.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, they let the Merchant of Death out.
Who's
back to selling arms against us, of course. For Brittany Griner. That was a good trade. Great trade. Whatever. But take a listen to what Mark Fogel had to say in the Oval Office with President Trump after his release from Russia.
I feel like the luckiest man on earth right now. And I want you to know that I am not a hero in this at all. And President Trump is a hero. These men that came from the diplomatic service are heroes.
Very solid. And then also getting an American out from Belarus last week. You know, it's there's just so much good stuff happening. It's hard to cover it all. The leveling the playing field with tariffs are great. You know, President Trump, promises made, promises kept with a ton of other stuff with executive orders. And we didn't even hit on the illegal immigration.
Yeah.
There's no one crossing the border right now.
Nobody.
Bill Malusian was like, I think 285 people crossed the border yesterday. He's like, if I went down there right now to report, I would have trouble finding illegal aliens.
Yeah.
Where before, there was a fucking sea of them.
He was in a sea, yeah.
And this is what happens when you allow your border agents to enforce the border.
Yep.
They know they're not getting in. And they know if they do come in, you're going right back.
Goodbye. No Salisbury steak.
Tom Homan's doing a great job rounding up these really criminal illegal aliens. And I think that you're going to see quite a pickup in pace. You know, the entire deportation system was dismantled by Biden.
Yeah.
Right? They weren't deporting anybody.
No.
They were using the deportation system
to import them, and then spread them through the United States.
So rebuilding the deportation system and pipeline from scratch is a significant task, and Tom Homan has been doing that. He's been doing a great job.
They're likely going to have to tap into defense funds to finish it, though.
Oh, definitely.
Because they don't have enough money.
They should be doing that, and they should be using the military to get these people the fuck out of here.
Which Pete Hegseth has promised to
do. We should be using the Army Corps of Engineers and all of our defense money that we need to build the fucking wall.
Yeah.
The whole wall. The entire fucking wall. Not just segments, leaving a fucking gap.
And
it's like it's like putting a door in the wall.
Yeah, no.
It's like, what are you doing?
And moats with sharks with lasers on their head.
Yep. Pam Bondi got right to work as Attorney General, announcing federal charges against the Democrat scumbags up in New York, Kathy Hochul, Letitia James, Commissioner Mark Schroeder of the DMV, because they are choosing to prioritize illegal aliens over American citizens.
Yep.
So that was, that's like a footnote to this episode, but that in itself is huge.
You're next.
Yeah.
Because she sued Chicago already, too.
Yep. The Democrats are attempting to remove Eric Adams as mayor of New York because he struck a deal, as I predicted. It's not a quid pro quo quote, but it's a deal.
Quid pro quo.
Where he will help us and essentially be our guy in New York City.
Getting rid of the illegal aliens.
And they just happened to drop the charges against him. Which also led to getting rid of a bunch of fucking scumbags out of the DOJ. So two birds with one stone there. You know, although, of course, they had to resign in protest. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. So that's, interesting. I don't think that Hochul's going to remove him.
And that would be a horrible precedent.
Well, not only would it be a horrible precedent, she's got a re-election.
Yeah.
People already fucking hate her.
And also, like, she's too stupid to, like, sell the line that she... I know that she wants to sell, which is the whole, well, with the mass resignations and the and in the mayor's office with the legal cloud over his head. You know, how can this man... We need somebody in there who can execute his office fully to govern the city, this, that, and the other. I'm like, well, wait a minute. When those corruption charges were first filed against him, you didn't say shit.
Yep, yep. So very interestingly, I've...
And what is Al Sharpton doing there?
No, I know. Yeah,
he was at these meetings, folks. Al Sharpton, of all people, was at these fucking meetings.
Very interesting. I read that here in Washington, D.C., Trump might be ready to take some power back from the city.
Ooh.
To reestablish the federal district and potentially eat away at home rule, which would be very interesting.
King Trump.
Yep. I love Pete Hegseth's doing a great job over there at DOD. We renamed it Fort Bragg. There's no more trannies in the military, no more tranny surgeries, no more abortion bullshit. We've got the Gulf of America. Yeah. I mean, it's
back to creating a fighting force.
Yeah.
None of this bullshit.
It's all winning, folks. It's just all winning.
We're back. We're back.
We are indeed. Of course, if you have any comments on the show, any stories you think we should be covering that we're not, I mean, there's so much news these days, but
I know.
Email us, triggered@townhall.com. We love hearing from all of you. And if you enjoy Triggered and want it uncensored, of course, you know what to do. Become a Town Hall VIP member at townhallvip.com. Use the promo code FIGHT for 60% off your membership into this exclusive club of patriots. You know what I say, money back guarantee for all you Triggered listeners. Not a single one has ever asked me for their money back because they love it so much. And we could use your direct support to fight the left and tell the truth about the great things that President Trump is doing for this country. We got to expose all this leftist fraud, and it's going to take a lot of work. So we could definitely use your support. Of course, you'll get tons of VIP members-only content. I mean, Matt's columns, Kurt, Katie. There's so much great stuff there. If you can help us out, we would love to have you on our team. And, of course, you'll get Triggered Uncensored, and I promise you that's worth the money, especially with the shit that Matt says.
What?
So thank you to all of you who are VIP members and Triggered listeners. There's so many of you. We really appreciate that. It means the world to us. We love all of our listeners here. We do this show for you. Enjoy yourselves because America is back. Don't forget, 5-star ratings and reviews go a long way to helping us beat the big tech algorithm. And we will be back here next Wednesday, February 26th, for another episode of Triggered.
See you then.